We're at 7:04. We rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent. Thank you for all joining tonight. We do a roll call. Patty, please.
Yep. Sure. Ms. DeGennaro?
Here.
Mr. D'Onofrio? Ms. Wadomski?
Here.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino?
Here.
Ms. Kurtica?
Here.
Mr. Sill?
Here.
Mr. Jim DiMartino? Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Mr. Sampson?
Here.
All right, we got a quorum. Number four, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public would like to speak? Third and last call. Hearing none, public portion is now closed. We'll do number five, adopt questions for amendments to the charter of the City of Derby that have been submitted to the electors of the city at the regular election, submitted to the electors of the city at the regular election on November 3rd, 2020, based on the final report of the Charter Revision Commission report on 8/25/2020, and approved by the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, on 8/27/20. Discussion and action pursuant to section 7.191 F of the Connecticut General Statute. Do I have a motion?
Before we start, it's Barbara.
Yes.
One, two, three, four. The fifth question down, I think that should be section 26 and not 25. We're using the old numbers, correct, Mark?
Correct,
the old section numbers. So correct. That should be 20, or Rob, I'm sorry, Rob. That should be 26. And the next one should be 28.
Correct.
Not 27.
I noticed that last night as well.
Right. Can you repeat that? Can you repeat that? Because you broke up and I couldn't hear what you were saying.
The fifth question down, Mark. One, two, three, four, five. Section.
I'm gonna hold on. Let me just share it so that we're on the same page here. Sorry. Hold on. My computer is locking up, so I don't know.
All right, take your time.
Mark. Hurry up.
Yep.
I want to get home.
What's that? I can't hear you.
There we go. Thank you, Mark. Should we have a motion and a second before we just start discussing this, Barb, or should we just correct it as we are right now?
Well, we probably should make a motion to correct the section numbers before we start discussing.
Okay.
Can you see the screen now?
Yes, we got it.
Yeah, I could see it,
So can we get a motion in a second so we can start correcting the typos that are here? Can you have a motion to accept?
It's Barbara. I make a motion to correct the fifth question to section 26, and the sixth question, section to section 28.
Okay. I second that. Motion. Rob.
Motion.
Sorry, I cannot hear. I don't know if it's happening to anybody else, but this phone here at City Hall really. If you could just please repeat it. I'm sorry.
Good. Hey, it's Barbara.
Go ahead. Yep. Go ahead. Just please repeat it. I can't hear.
Okay. I'm making a motion to correct question number 5 to say section 26 and question number 6 to be corrected to read section 28.
Okay. Sorry.
The bathroom, please. Did I shut it? Okay.
Well, it's old 28, though, so that's why the numbers were that way.
We're using old numbers. I asked that,
okay,
correct?
Okay, just...
Every other question is using an old number. This is
right,
the old number.
So... Yep. I beg your pardon. Sorry. I just need to make sure. Okay. Thank you.
Rob, I think you got a second again.
Yeah, I second that motion.
Okay. So discussion. Any more discussion on anything that is on here? When Vin's on here?
Not yet.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to vote on what the motion that I just made before we do anything further.
Okay. You guys speak all in favor?
Aye.
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 So, that's all.
Can't hear the mayor.
Is it me or is there a problem with the hearing? Because I'm really having a terrible time hearing anybody.
Yeah, now there's a problem.
Well,
yeah, so the thing is, everybody's muted. If you're not speaking, you need to mute yourself. And I don't know. And if you're not called in on your phone, it's probably better to call in on your phone.
Well, I couldn't hear the mayor. So
yeah,
it's Barbara. I couldn't hear the mayor.
He's gone.
And now we don't. Yeah.
He fell off.
Okay.
So we'll have to wait for him to call back in.
Tom, are you there, Tom? Tommy? D'Onofrio. Oh.
You need to unmute yourself if you want to speak, Tom. You did unmute.
Looks like he's muting.
You're unmuted, Tom.
Are you there, Tom D'Onofrio? I don't hear him.
Nope.
Does anybody hear Tommy D'Onofrio?
No. Nope.
No.
Let me try to call him from my house phone.
Mayor, is that you?
So I just advised the mayor that he fell off. He's in trying to get back on. So his ends in 5029 if he uses his cell.
Yeah. And there's a city, somebody called in 1479. I'm not sure who that is. Is that you, Patty?
I just called in a second ago because I hit it. That could be me.
It is you. Yeah, no, not you. Okay, that's you. I just want to.
Just a quick question. Right now, there's seven questions. If we combined it up, get it like five questions, that wouldn't have to go back to charter revision, would it?
No. The questions are strictly in your jurisdiction. And again, this was just drafted up based on previous discussions with charter revision to kind of give like the most options. And then you could certainly combine it. How you could do one question or more. You know, you could do as few as one or as many as, you know, each section or whatever.
Yeah. Just worry about a lot of people don't like to read a lot of questions, you know.
Right. Mayor, is that you? Charlie, oh, there he is, yeah.
Got knocked off, sorry about that. All right, where are we?
So, Mr. Mayor, if I was you only because everything broke up, what I would do is we had a motion, we got a second, we got a discussion. Why don't we do the vote again in favor of the two changes to the question sections?
For number five?
Yeah, question five and question six, Barb's motion to change to section 26.
I got that. But so for number five on the agenda, so we're...
Yeah.
Question. So everything's going to be accepted considering those changes.
And just one question. Barbara, can you hear us? Barb thinks she got disconnected.
Yeah, for some reason. It's...
Well, Barbara's calling in again.
Gotta love this Zooming.
I think we should meet at the new Payton Field house. I think they have the equipment up there to Zoom it and everything. I know the Board of Ed is having meetings. I don't know if they're having them there or wherever, but wherever they are, we should all use that same thing, meet together.
They're meeting at the middle school.
Yeah, we should do that too. I'm sure they let us use it for our next meeting maybe or so.
Well, Ron, why don't you see if we could just borrow the equipment and head to the Cape?
Well, that's true. As its fallback, so it's getting dark. I'm losing light, so I have a lantern that I'm going to turn on here now.
Beautiful.
I better leave it on high. I can see that.
It's Barbara. I'm back. Did you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, hear you, Barbara.
Okay.
Got it. All right. So number five, we have a motion in a second for the two changes that Barbara said. I think we have, I'll do it again, all in favor.
Aye.
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 Opposed. Abstain. So carry. All right, so that carries number five on our agenda. Correct.
So you're taking all the questions, all seven?
That is that
no, we didn't make that.
That was just no. Make the motion. That was not just that was not all of five.
Oh, okay. So I'm looking at for the number five was the adopt questions for amendment to the charter. So I'm just that's why I'm asking to see what's going on. All right. So that's number five. So then we're gonna go over to number six.
No.
Oh, stay on number five.
Stay on number five.
So we're still on number five. Okay.
Yeah, that was just for Barbara's changes.
Okay.
Now we're in the discussion.
Now we need to discuss the questions.
Okay. Well, okay. That's what confused me. Normally we have a motion to in a second and then discuss and then the changes when it came in. But
if I may, Mr. Mayor, perhaps in this particular case, because these were in a draft format before the motions are formulated, perhaps it would be appropriate to have the discussion.
For the sake of trying to achieve
the goal of the or the will of the board.
Okay, I got that. As long as everybody's on board with that. I had a little confusion. I just want to make sure everything is good with everybody. All right, so now we have discussion. So
Well, Mayor, it's Charlie. I'm going to start with question number one. And I believe the intent of question number one is to clean up a number of the grammatical errors, change some language to Connecticut General State Statute. Once again, I understand it only because I sat through all these meetings, but I think that it's a bit vague or ambiguous, and that the general public seeing this question is going to want a little bit more information. So I don't know if we change that, want to be amended in accordance with unanimous approval in regards to, you know, grammatical errors.
Well, but that just to be clear, in those sections, there's typos, there's updating language, and there are some minor changes as well, and there are items that I think everybody on Charter Revision agreed that were items of consensus that were not controversial, and you have to, when the Attorney Marino's there, he can answer it when he's finished. I know he had another meeting. But you have to lay out what is being changed. And also for your next meeting next week, for your regular meeting, we'll have draft what they call explanatory text, which would basically explain what the changes are in these questions. Because it's impossible to change, you know, like to call out every one. The question would be too long to try to explain it. But it's not just typos, and it's not just Connecticut General Statute. There are language changes. All the language changes, for example, that have to do with, you know, posting stuff on the website and some other, you know, things that I think that I believe when you discussed it felt that were not controversial items. They weren't debated at all. And I know the Charter Revision Commission talked about those issues at length and felt that there was consensus and there was not a lot of controversy around those questions. And I would yield to Mr. Heider to give his perspective from the commission standpoint. But this was just kind of like the all the stuff Mark. That wasn't either typographical cleanup and non-controversial. But there are things that are, you know, they're changing, so it has to be noted that way.
Okay, like the mayor, I'm a little bit confused tonight. I thought we were actually looking at the questions that were going to be posed. I didn't know. I thought tomorrow night would have been the last meeting because they have to be done by tomorrow night. But I thought that we would have
The questions have to be approved before tomorrow. The explanatory text does not – that could be approved after the 60-day deadline. That's just explanatory text that will go – that will be posted at the polls. It will also be included with the absentee ballots to give an explanation of each of the questions of what they are. When it's a single section, it's easy to explain it. But when you have a bunch that cover a whole bunch of different changes, there's really not another way to do it. And this is the way it's been done. And maybe Attorney Marino can speak on that as well.
I don't need it. I don't need that part. I'm good with it now. If you're telling me we're going to add explanatory text. To me, the question was vague, but now that you've cleared up that more language will be included in the question, I'm good with that.
Okay, thank you.
Mark, for purposes of, and maybe there was discussion at Charter Revision, but I don't recall the last charter questions that were put to ballot that all this language about when they were approved was part of the question. Was that in the questions the last time?
Let me go grab that. I can grab that if you just give me one second.
Maybe, I don't know why it was added.
I would
in
suggest
the question.
That be omitted. It's almost like a push pull.
Yeah, I didn't think that seems to be very wordy for people to look at a question. They know that they were approved by Charter Revision and the Board of Aldermen because we're bringing them forward. I mean, and that maybe could be in the explanatory text based on what happened.
But I would also think that someone might argue the words unanimous approval of would suggest to the voter that they should be voting for it.
Right. Yeah.
the last, hold on, let me just, I just grabbed the election book. Hold on a second. The last one was in 2016. The first question was, shall the charter of the city of Derby be revised in accordance with the report and recommendations of the Charter Revision Commission of 2016, excluding that change identified in question two? And then question two was, shall section 14 of the Charter of the City of Derby, entitled dual office holding, be deleted in accordance with the report and recommendation of the Charter Revision Commission of 2016 regarding said section? So the numbers were not called out because everything was in one question except for that question about section 14, which was the dual office holding. The question one, with all the things passed, and the other one regarding the deletion of section 14, did not pass. In this case, though, because you have separate, if you're going to have more than, if you had one question, you could put it all kind of with the similar language. But if you're going to have separate questions, then you kind of have to delineate the other ones. And again, you know, so that's, and in past years when they're, I'd have to go back further. I can't remember when the ones were.
No, that's,
that went through.
That's okay. I didn't recall it being this much wording of the approval.
But this extra part here, we certainly, I mean, we just tried to include as much as possible in paragraphs. So you want to take out the?
No, I'm bringing it up for, you know, I'm just bringing it up. So I don't know what anybody else's feeling is on the board.
Well, I would like Corporation Counsel to give his opinion on adding that section, as he says. It is going forward in recommendation of the Charter Revision and the Board of Aldermen. Otherwise, it wouldn't be there. I do think it's a little too wordy and kind of pushy.
Attorney Marino, are you there?
Another one that fell off.
Hey, Mark, I'm going to sign off and sign back on through my phone because I could barely hear.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
You need to get good headsets like this one I got. This is really good. I can hear fine.
Best case scenario is to call from your phone, except I guess, I don't know if Patty's having trouble, but it's a little foggy here a little bit.
Charlie, agreed. I have a certified headset, and I'm using the app on my computer, and I have absolutely no issues in hearing.
It's wonderful, Teddy. Wonderful. It's
beautiful. It works. You just have to use the right tools.
Hey, somebody just shared with me an article that Zoom has been having issues all day, just for everyone's edification. So
that's probably what it is. Yeah.
But their stock went up 125 points today, so that was a good news, okay?
Oh, my God.
Well, it's I don't know that it's Zoom. I think it's since we changed from the regular phone line to this new one, sometimes I think the bandwidth into City Hall is not as strong as the internet stuff, because it gets messed up sometimes.
I can hear you perfectly. I've had no issues through this entire call.
Cool.
Hey, Ted, while we're waiting for Vinny again, the ops looks good. They put the fencing up. I know it's not part of this, but.
Yeah. Everybody's doing whatever they can do to stay afloat during these crazy times.
Absolutely. No, I think they did a great job to protect their neighbors.
Well, while we're waiting for Vin, too, based on, this is Sarah, based on that 2016 charter question that Mark said, I mean, can it just be pared down to say shall sections blah, blah, blah of the Charter of the City of Derby be amended in accordance with the recommendations of the Charter Revision Commission and Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen?
I think that sounds good. I mean, I understand what you're saying, unanimous kind of pushes it that way, but I think with the recommendation, it sounds really good.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Good job,
get that highlighter out, Mark. Get that highlighter out.
Attorney Marino should be there again.
I see him sitting back, but he's frozen.
Yeah, I think we should, and then we should just talk to our people. I don't know, just say, listen, we did our due diligence on all this, and hopefully the voters accept this. There you go.
Like that?
Perfect.
Yep.
Attorney Marino, can you, are you there? Did he drop off?
He did. I think if everybody's good with it, I mean, obviously Vin's having a hard time getting in, but I think we just move forward.
Does anybody else have any thoughts on question number one?
You can see Vinny's ceiling again.
I know.
Oh, there's the dome. I thought that was a light bulb. Hey, Vin.
All right, I have to go with the computer because I couldn't get it to work on my phone.
We made the changes. We don't need your opinion now.
I didn't think you did.
We deduct that from the salary.
Counselor, can you see that? Can you see it on the screen? Can you just take a look at that and make sure you're good with it?
Between 70 and 89, the word AND.
Say that again.
Between 70 and 89, first line, vowel sections 1, 4, 5, .. 70, comma, AND, 89 of the charter.
Oh, what is he saying? Are you not seeing all the numbers, Vin? All the sections?
No. He wants the word and in there.
End it with just a comma. It's always grammatically correct to say AND for the last one.
I didn't know what you were talking about. Okay.
Is that correct?
You might want to type the word out.
Yeah.
AND it.
There you go.
Other than that, no other comments.
All right.
All right, you want to go to the next question?
Yep. All right, so, shall section 4 of the city charter of the city of Derby be amended to change the terms of office for all elected officials from 2 years to 4 years in accordance with the recommendations of the Charter Revision Commission and the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen? Any discussion on that?
It's good.
No? Nope. All right. And then shall section 10 of the city charter of the city of Derby be amended to designate the position of mayor as a full-time in accordance with the recommendations of the Charter Revision Commission and the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen? All right, bring it up a little bit, there you go. So shall section 16 of the city charter of the city of Derby amended to update the duties of the treasurer in accordance with the recommendation of the city charter revision commission and board of aldermen, alderwomen? All right. And shall section 26 of the charter of the city of Derby be amended to designate the board of aldermen as a superior body in the city in accordance with the recommendations of the Charter Revision Commission and Board of Aldermen. All right. Shall section 28 of the charter, city of Derby, be amended to require the mayor to submit an annual budget for the Board of Apportionment and Taxation by March 1st in accordance with the recommendations of the Charter Revision Commission, Board of Aldermen, and Alderwomen. And then shall section 55 of the charter, the city of Derby, be amended to allow certain members of Board of Aldermen, of Assessment Appeals to designate an alternate to act in their seat, it's supposed to be, or?
Stead.
Oh, act in their stead in accordance with the recommendations of the Charter Revision Commission, Board of Aldermen, Any discussion?
This is Sarah. I don't know if we want to discuss possible combinations at this point, but I think that last one and maybe the last two can be plunked into the very first question. With all the multiple numbers.
Which one, Sarah? What did
I feel like that the definitely section 55, that Board of Assessment Appeals. I don't think that was controversial at all. And maybe we can add that into that first question and then maybe possibly that budget question can get combined into that, potentially the first question.
I'm somewhat in agreement, Sarah, Charlie, I'm somewhat in agreement with the last one. I don't think that's a major change. But as far as the budget goes, I would say because it is a brand new item that we kind of leave it out there on its own. The mayor's never submitted a budget, so I think this one should probably just stand on it. That one should probably just stand on its own.
Can we, it's Barbara, the wind just blew the door. I'll strike what I was going to say.
So knock 7 questions down to 6.
7 questions down to 6.
Would be nice to get to 5, but if we can't. But
well, how can we get? Is there a way to get to 5, Ron? Do you have a proposal?
No, I'm just trying to see the ones that should stand alone. Really need to stand alone. You know, they are new, and they're when you get wordy in one question, you know what happens. They don't even read, and they won't want to answer. You know. I want to make it user friendly as we can.
It is a presidential election year too, so hopefully we'll get, you know, a good response to these questions.
No, absolutely. They got to understand it too, Rob. Like, I mean,
no,
I
think
I'm hoping the voters get that. I mean, we did our due diligence for the recommendations on it for the committees and the Board of Aldermen that, you know, they're like, all right, so here we go, let's do it.
And, all right. And then they have to say.
Yeah, so it's not that we just threw it out there like nobody thought what was going on. I mean, they're great questions. I mean, this needed to be done for a while. You guys did a phenomenal job, but it's just.
It's going to be a matter of getting the word out to the voters.
Absolutely.
take a look at it before November 3rd.
And I think, too, bipartisan, too. I mean, they need to know that this isn't a Democratic thing. It's not a Republican thing. It's like, listen, this needs to be done as a whole for Derby, and that we need to hold true to it.
Rob, Charlie, just quick, because you probably have the best handle on this. Question one, where it covers all those sections, 1, 4, 5, 9, whatever. Obviously, when we do the explanation text of those questions, I know that several of them, by looking at it, are just typos that need to be fixed. So we don't want the explanation text to run, you know, for – we don't need to name the 23 different sections here and – you know, section 1, 4, 5, and 9, typographical error fix. Section 10, 15, 28, you know, change wording to Connecticut general statute. What's that?
I would do it a catch-all. This question addresses correcting grammatical and typographical errors throughout the charter.
Yeah,
and the sections identified.
But then it's hard to combine.
Thanks for dinner.
To the first question, because it's not a grammatical error and a catch-all.
It's more than just a
change.
Yeah, there's some changes in there, like we mentioned, addition to postings on the website for
right
bids and
section 9 is to be deleted. So, right. I mean, what I'm trying to do is if we can lump those sections together so that the text. The clarification text that follow the question is only a few lines. Then I can see we can move the last question about section 55 into that question. I just don't know.
Mark,
you could just add 55 into there. You could just add 55 into that lineup of numbers if you want to combine it.
And Mark, it's Barbara. Isn't there when... you're doing the text explaining. Are there not? Don't we give them the proposed the sections? Are they not doing the full section? They are at some point. Are they not?
Correct. Republic? Yeah, it would be right. The explanatory text is basically the summary sheet that I had previously given to you.
Right.
It's basically we'll lay out the change. Like there's a typo. You know, correct typo and add this, or, you know, there's certain sections that are just being deleted. There's two sections that are being deleted in their entirety. And, you know, we'll just lay it out. And we also have to publish all of the revisions in the paper and on the website. So there'll be the explanatory text will give you like a quick thing, like you're saying, Charlie, like if it's just typo, there's a typo, but somebody should be able to look at that on one sheet of paper and say, oh, okay, this is what it is. Because
they get to see it. All right. That's it.
Yeah, they would definitely get to see the language and the summary so that it's all there. But on the ballot itself, you can't put all of this stuff on the ballot.
No, absolutely. I think that's what everybody's a little hesitant about, seeing all these numbers out there. But it's out there.
Well, if somebody, including Attorney Marino or anybody, if there's a better way to do it, I'm not sure that there is another way to do it because you need to call out what you're changing.
No, Mark, I'm just saying it's like I just want to make sure the citizens know 1 through 89 what the changes are, typos, this, that, and the other thing. Before they get in there, they're gonna be like, "What the hell is going on here?" So you know, I'm like, and I think some of the other aldermen maybe, you know, just so we're at ease, so the voters know what they're voting on. I mean, they could look at all these sections, and if I went in there not knowing, and I'm in the weeds with you guys, I wouldn't know what's going on. So as long as we know.
You're going to get a big no on this grammatical stuff, which is the stuff we need to change. That's why I'm saying question one should be a little bit more as in regards to, you know, typos, deletion of sections. Just a couple of quick hits on it, because looking at this question alone and there are going to be probably 90% of the people walk in, don't see our explanation text, you know, that are going to look at this and say, whoa, my goodness, they're deleting the whole charter because they don't have an idea.
Like I said, I wouldn't vote for this. That number one question, I'd be like, what are you, crazy? What are you guys doing?
Well, it's It's Barbara. I don't know how better we can do it when there's going to be the explanation of what is being done, as well as seeing the actual section ahead of time. If people don't look, they don't look.
Right. But, well, that's what I'm saying too, Barbara. As long as they get to see it. Listen,
no,
I'm
that's
curious.
Not what you're saying. I mean, I don't think that's what you're saying.
No, I am saying this. I want to make sure that they know it. If it's something else out there, I'm 100% for this. But I'm just saying, Barb, you walking in here, say you're novel. You walk in there and you're like, oh, you want to change all this. Why? But as long as there's somewhere they can go and see this prior to this, I think that's great. Trust me, I'm for this, Barbara. I don't want you to think I'm not for this.
I am too.
I just want to make sure they're
nobody's reading the Valley Indy. You know what I mean? They'll get on the Valley Indy. There's going to be a certain percentage that isn't. They're just going to walk in and read this. They're going to have no idea what it means. None.
Right.
And I think that you don't want to lose. Yeah, you don't want to lose a simple question like number one, which is just fixing grammatical stuff and taking out a few obsolete things, because it's such an ambiguous question. There's 14 different sections here. Do you really want to lose that
thing,
question?
Don't forget, pursuant to section 7-191 of the general statute, all of the changes have to be posted. I mean, they have to be published in the newspaper.
Understood.
But
they're not posted on the ballot, Mark. That's my point.
Well, they are in the polling place, and workers should be, there to help answer and, ask there's however many charter revision questions. Are there any? Here's the explanatory text for you right at the polls as well.
The explanatory text also has to be inserted in each of the absentee ballots that issues it as well.
Good.
And it'll be posted on the website.
Yeah.
And, the jurisdiction of the questions is up to the board. So, whatever you see fit, is the way that the questions will go.
Hey, listen, I would love to see it like this, but I mean, a little apprehensive for a little. Some people would be like, well, "What is this?" So as long as it's out there, and I think that's great. I mean, and we need it. Like I said, we were there. We looked at we're missing a period here. This needs to be a capital T and stuff like that. So I mean, that's. As long as the voters get to see it, that's awesome.
Mr. Hyder, do you have thoughts on it? You chaired it, so I mean.
Yeah, no, these are all good points. Unless we break them down by grammatical errors and minor changes as far as publishing on the website or things of that nature, other than making additional questions, which we don't want to do, I don't see any other way.
If we had 10 questions, would that exhaust the voters?
I mean
grammatical errors and typos could be, by as Robert's saying, by themselves. And I mean, putting something, a publication on the website, is there may be people that vote against that because they don't have a computer, because they're of a certain demographic. So but I think you could probably have between 8 and 10 questions and all of your concerns will be resolved.
Yeah, 8 and 10 plus the other 6 that we have here.
Or can you also say, to Charlie's point, do we say something like shall sections 1-4, blah, 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 and 89 of the Charter of the City of Derby, which include corrections to typos, grammatical errors and other minor changes be amended in accordance with the recommendation of the charter.
That's what I'm talking about.
I understand.
A little bit more on what
you understand. I understand what you're saying.
Sarah, keep it like simple, short and simple. Right. Absolutely. For our voters. I mean, not that they don't understand, but it's just, you're in there and all of a sudden now you got to look on the back of the ballot and you're looking at questions. But you're absolutely right, Sarah. I think we could keep it as simple as possible for
It just changes the city of Derby be amended in regards to typos, obsolete sections, you know, just two or three little bullet points in there that cover everything that we're doing in those 22 different sections. I just think the question is too ambiguous.
Well, it's actually not ambiguous. It's telling you which sections are being changed.
I get that, Mark, there's no information about how it's changing. I tell you, I get that, Mark, but you voted as many times, I'm sure, as I voted, and every time you walked in there, you get your little ballot, you walk over to the little box, you want to check a few things off, you want to get out. You're not taking your little ballot, walking to the wall, looking everything up, and saying, oh, yeah, this makes sense in question number one now. Now that I've read the 13-page dissertation of what it is. All I'm saying is just a little bit.
No, I'm just I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, but it's, we can break them out. I mean, or break them out. You break however you want to break them out.
Oh no, I'm like Mark. What's the easiest we think we? I mean, you've been around with this a lot in our last charter revision question. What's the easiest for voters? And I'm not saying just push it by them, but the easiest for them to understand.
In my opinion, the easiest thing for people to understand is that the people that are responsible for making the questions and the Charter Revision Commission studied this matter. And I mean, if you want to have a typographical one, and you know, there's certain things that are not controversial. I mean, but right. I think they're not controversial, or maybe you do, but maybe somebody thinks it's controversial. So you could break them out into whatever, but
Mark, what you need to do based upon your explanation then is say all these sections are going to be changed because they were non-controversial. That at least gives them a little bit more understanding of why these sections are being changed for those that aren't going to read this stuff.
But it's up to you. It's not up to me. The bottom line is, we might think it's not controversial, but somebody else does. Putting them not controversial is kind of a little bit of a.
And putting in 22 sections and putting in, let's change 22 sections without any type of anything in that question. People aren't going to get that either. They're going to say, no, I'm not changing 22 sections.
I'll bet you there's single issue questions that people are going to be 100% focused on and 100% going in there knowing exactly how they're going to vote.
Well, rather than put 5 or 6 questions in there, why don't, to Attorney Marino's point before, why don't we just add 10 questions and say 1, 4, 5, and 9 are grammatical errors, 10, 11, and 12 are minor edits. Listen, if these people are coming out to vote, they're conscientious enough to read the actual question.
Or you have a code where you put like 1, 5, 10, 11, 12 with a T after it. Down the bottom, you look up.
I love what we got going on here. I just want to make sure it's easy for our voters to really sit there and not really have to think into it. And my question basically was, as long as it's posted out there so they can research it prior, I think we're good. I really do think we're good. And that was my question before. I'm for all this, and I'll just leave it up to the rest of you guys.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start a pool, and I'm going to say that every question except for number one passes. My money's on that. Because the other ones all have information in them. This one has nothing.
So I would say, Alderman Sampson, it's your jurisdiction. Just tell us how you want to change it. I'm happy to type whatever which one you want.
Those sections are non-controversial. They're minuscule changes. So let's go through your little list there and put them together. All right. We have probably 5 or 6 or 7 sections that just have typographical errors. So you say Charter of the City of Derby in regards to typographical errors, comma, obsolete sections being deleted, comma, and to keep Attorney Marino happy, whatever the next section is, that's it. You know, I'm not asking for everything to be spelled out. Those sections in and of themselves can be grouped together to very minor things. All I'm just asking for just minor things.
How many different reasons are there?
Well, but I mean, let's in section one, it's changing general statute to Connecticut general statute.
Okay, so just a general change. I'm good with that. So now we got a general change.
Is there any other sections that fall right in with that?
Yes.
Nope. Yeah, but hold on. Hold on 1 second. We'll count that as general change. Is that fair enough, Charlie?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Whatever you want to name it.
No, I think, I think this is great that we're all working together on this. Trust me.
They have one, two.
So section four is adds, besides changing the four-year term, which is a separate question, but section four also changes that requires anybody that's going to run for office or hold office, they have to live in the city or in the ward that they live in. So
general change, because it's also covered under the Connecticut statutes. General change. Section five, clarification of consolidation of language. Okay, general change. I'm good with that.
Okay.
Section nine, obsolete statute or whatever you want to call obsolete section.
Obsolete, but that's deleting it.
Right. Delete obsolete. Yeah, okay. Deletion of obsolete sections. Section 10, typo. Section 11, general change. Section 14, deletion of obsolete language. That goes under deletion. So now we got three categories. Section 15, typo. Section 16, updated language. You know, see what I'm getting at? We don't need to have 42 things listed in there, or 22, one that covers each one, but we can group these up just to make the question sound a bit better so that these people know exactly what they're kind of, you know, I'm going to look this question over and have no clue unless I did all my homework once again. But if we just add in a few of those categories.
Right. Then we don't have 23 different reasons. We don't need 23
right.
different reasons.
Yeah. Just so the voters know that are like, okay, you guys, we did our due diligence to get this done. Not that we're hiding anything, and especially in its cross board, everything, you know, especially with the typos and all that stuff.
So general change, deletion sections.
Or deletion of and you don't have to say the whole section because we have deletion of other language.
Just so the voters understand what we're talking about. We get it. How do we explain it to them? Ron, what do you think? Or Barbara, what do you think? Or Sarah, and all of you, Joe.
Well, it's Barbara. Again, I take Charlie's point. And if there's a way to maybe make that question clearer, but they are going to get the explanatory text and they are going to see the sections as they are proposed to be amended. So if anybody is truly interested, they're going to look it up before they go and vote. The bottom line, I think what's going to happen is you're going to have too many questions and people are, you're going to, if there's too many questions, they're probably will not do that, but certain people will. We can't control that. We can just control something that we think they understand and the backup to what was done. That's all we can control.
No.
We can't control if they read it, if they vote for it, they don't vote for it. We can't control that.
Right. No, I agree with you.
The good news is that because this is a general election, there's no percentage you have to get. If one person votes for the question, you and then it passes. So, you know.
Well, here's a question. Vin, here's a question. Can the Board of Aldermen just correct the grammar that's in the charter? Or does that have to go out to the writer?
No, any change to the charter has to be voted on.
Okay. All right.
Y'all let it fly. That's up to you. I'm just saying that to me, as a voter, it's an ambiguous question. All the other questions have substance and have meaning. This one has no meaning to me except for 22 sections of the charter are going to be amended. So you guys do what you want. I'm just saying, you know, that's my opinion. I get it.
But if we get it out there, both parties saying this is why it is, the changes are out there, they're going to see it, I think it could pass, you know, especially all the typos and everything like that. I mean, I don't know.
I would recommend
Alderman Sampson. Yes. Alderman Hyde, are you trying to speak? I can't hear on this.
Yeah, I was just suggesting that we maybe break them down to two or three more questions. Grammatical errors and minor changes and just ride with that. I mean, like I said, if the citizens of Derby are conscientious enough to come out and vote, then I think they're conscientious enough to read the questions that they're submitted to them to vote on.
I mean, I think if the first question says, do you agree to correct the typographical errors, on blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, maybe keep it simple. I don't know. I think we need to keep it real simple.
I'm not adding any other questions. I like the question the way it stands. All I'm saying is if you read every question after that, it tells me what I'm voting on, even if I don't do my research. This first question tells me nothing.
Well, how about this, Charlie? What if we say questions 1, 4, 5, and 7 and 9, parentheses, grammatical errors, 10, 11, 14, 15, you know, minor edits, and put it in parentheses what the actual changes are.
Sounds familiar.
You could either do that, which I would, you know, recommend, or just after it says of the city of Derby, you know, in regards to grammatical errors, obsolete language, change or deletion, comma, and added minor language. I mean, that's all you really need to do.
That's less wordy. I agree.
Yeah.
How'd they do it last time? They had a bunch of changes with grammatical errors and typos and everything. How'd they word it last time?
Did it pass?
Yeah.
Because it was all in one question. There weren't any other questions that were separate. All of it was in one question.
But did it have any substance in regards to that? I'm what I'm saying. Is this?
It didn't. I read the question before. That was the question.
No.
I do like Charlie's suggestion about putting it at the end of the questions, suggesting that they're grammatical errors, minor changes, and so forth.
Pick three categories.
Put it at the end and let's go. I agree.
An update of obsolete language.
How about this?
Better.
All right.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you too.
Yeah, right. I'm in there. Mark, that's perfect. That's perfect. Now it has some substance in the question. So right. People know what they're looking at.
Perfect.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah.
It took me 45 minutes to get that point through. It's going to be a long night, Joe. Ladies. You got
that Boston accent up there, Charles.
Hey, you're broken up again. We can't hear you. Move on. Must be this phone system.
Just so they know.
That's all I'm saying. Perfect. That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah. I need the help and the input of anybody from Charter Revision just to make sure that is what we feel
That's what it is, right?
Right, Rob?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's great. There are other members of Charter Revision on tonight if you want to ask for their input, but
well, just to make sure there's other eyes on it, to make sure it captures the intent of what the Charter Revision Commission was, because I mean we want to represent it to Mark, answer Mark, questions, I think not it does. Create more.
Hey, right. Mark. Yes, it's Jim Smay.
Yes.
Where you change the language, it's we don't want to make grammatical errors, we want to correct them. Where it says make.
Oh, yes, yes.
At least that's what I think we're supposed to be doing.
Thank you, Jim. We definitely needed that one.
You proved.
I'm not spelling.
You proved my point.
did we have spelling errors in that in those sections? Was there spelling? Okay, there we go.
There it is.
There we go.
And do we want to consider putting section 55 in there at this point?
55 was.
Which was that the
last question?
Right, the last question about the assessment appeals alternate.
Well, that's a substantive change, I think. I mean, it's not you're changing the makeup or the possible makeup.
Correct.
So maybe we just let it be as it is.
We go with 7 questions.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one's big because that corrects a lot of the general changes and all that stuff.
And but very little substantive change.
Right. Exactly.
So to all their men and women, does that make sense? What you want?
Looks good.
Yeah.
General consensus.
Can I just ask you to add a comma in the third line after the first word sections? Yeah. Other than that, I'm good with that.
I'll actually take out the word "and" right after that because it's a continuum.
Well, no, because there's the other word "and" in there. There you go. Good.
Are those spaces going to be in there? Or is that just the way it looks on your
It's just
screen?
Showing. It's just
not
showing
on the printed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, Charlie, I think you need that word "and" in there because you're.
Yeah, I think you do too.
Yeah. Please correct. Please correct and grammatical spelling and typographical errors. So that "and" has to go back.
I don't want Miss Peppy getting mad at me.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't have Miss Peppy.
I did.
Old Mr. D.
Showing your age.
Yeah. I am the senior person. Well, the second term.
That's okay, Barb. I'm not offended at all.
I'm not offended either.
All right, so we're good.
Well, actually, I might be the third.
The other thing, I mean, it doesn't have to be in any particular order. I mean, that first question doesn't have to be first. It could be at the end if you want it to be at the end. If that's
exactly,
you know, because it's up to you. The only reason why these were put in this order is because they were in numerical order. That's the only reason. That's the only reason why they're like that.
I don't have a problem with the order of the questions. I don't personally.
Nope. That's fine.
Leave it like that.
Yep.
So then, you would need a motion to adopt these 7 questions. You know, to put these revisions out in the 7 questions here, and we'll incorporate.
Right. A motion to accept.
Can't hear you, Mayor. Maybe I'll take it, Joe.
A motion.
So it's Charlie Sampson. I'll make a motion that we accept these 7 questions as written to move forward to the ballot.
I'll second
And Mark?
As viewed here tonight. These
as viewed here tonight.
All right. Motion by Charlie. Is there a second?
Second, Ron.
Second by Ron. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Can you guys hear me or no?
We can now. Right. You were broken up, Mayor.
All right, I heard that. So we're all right. So that went good. All right, so that's all accepted. Let's go to.
Hang on.
So we're going.
All right, so number five is all set, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so number six, lift citywide hiring freeze. Move to lift city hiring freeze as recommended. Can I have a motion?
So move, Charlie Sampson.
Second?
Second, Jody Martino.
All right, discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I just want to...
What?
Go ahead, Barb.
No, go ahead.
I just want to say that, that obviously we put the hiring freeze in place for COVID because nobody had a clue what was going on. But with the number of people across America that have lost their jobs, we have vacancies that have now become available. And I think we would be remiss in not filling those and helping out those people that do need jobs.
I'd like to add that these are also positions that are already budgeted for, so it's not like we're adding new money to the budget. So I agree with Mr. Sampson.
Right, and new positions would have to come before us anyway.
Right, new position.
How do we know that they're for just positions that are existing in the budget? I mean, I thought when we did this 3 months ago that. You know, we were all on the same page that if something had to happen, it would come before us. So, you know, on a case by case, I don't know. To me, it just could be a blanket. Now, I don't know if I have voted against hiring. I have voted for hiring some of the positions that have already been, you know, money's been allocated. I'm not sure that I understand what you said, Rob. I mean, so I don't know that they are existing positions, they're new positions, they're positions that are gonna be, actually they're either new or they're existing. That's the bottom line.
Well, my comment was essentially if we have already budgeted for these positions and they're not filled, that we lift the freeze so these departments can go ahead and fill those. And as Ron had mentioned, if they're new hires that they're not budgeted for, that it would come before the board again.
And I am more than happy to amend my motion to include that. That's the intent of my motion, not the intent to let people just go out and hire all sorts of new positions. I can amend my motion to include that to fill vacancies within the city and to adhere to the hiring practices of the charter and ordinance.
All right, do I have a second on that?
Second, Rob.
All right. And I think that's the intention on this is like there's going to be some changes coming up and there's going to be some jobs opening up. And I think what Charlie has mentioned that, especially with COVID and just trying to get people in here, in keeping our city government moving forward, we will, whatever's allowed on our for the budget, we're gonna hire anything above and beyond, like come through and any hiring, salary raises stuff. So I don't think it's nothing new, but I think we just need to continue forward to get things moving for this city. And that's how well, we're here to move the city forward.
And anything that would come before the Board of Aldermen.
As per our ordinances and the charter, yes.
Right.
So I just want to clarify, this would be for existing positions only.
To fill vacancies in existing positions is what the motion was.
Okay.
Anything new would, once again, in accordance with charter and ordinances for hiring new employees.
Yep. And Sarah, just to let you know, I mean, we foresee a few future openings coming for retirements and people leaving. So
those are new positions.
We need to just continue. Right. Not well. They're yeah. They're not new. They're just continuing positions in the budget.
All right. Let's take the vote.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
I'm going to, I think I'm going to, it's Barbara. You. Well, Barbara didn't vote, but that's okay.
You're just gonna, what are you going to do, Barb? Let us know.
No, I would, I'm going to abstain. I'm going to abstain.
Okay. All right, so it carries, right, Patty?
Yep, I got it.
Okay, number seven. Set salaries for certain city positions. 7.1, finance director. So we have a motion and a second, and then we'll have a discussion.
I'll make a motion that these be referred to the Operations and Procedures Committee.
I'll second that.
Motion and second.
Yep.
All right. Any discussion?
Two. Is this normal where it should go to, or do we just Board of Aldermen just set it? I'm just Ron. I've only been here 3 years, so.
Yeah. No. That's the proper committee, and I think that's where it should be discussed. We shouldn't be sitting here tonight at a full Board of Aldermen meeting throwing numbers out, and that's what I feel. I mean, you know.
I mean, I think we had a conference. I spoke to a lot of ideas, especially with the finance director. Billing official brought up. Can you hear me?
You're going in and out.
Just going in and out.
I'm sorry. And then the billing official, he's getting paid for two positions that he's not working at right now, and that we're working on zoning enforcement and wetlands. Finance director, it's so far under what the normal CCM average is for finance directors, because if we didn't have who we have right now, I don't think anybody would be touching this position. Can you guys hear me? So what I'm saying is that I think we really should. I mean, it's your privilege to send this down, but I mean, we're going to need to touch this, and we really need to poke it and start looking for a finance director. We need to figure out what we're going to do with the building official's salary, and we need to bring in the zoning enforcement and wetlands. I mean, right now we're like kind of strapped what we're doing. So I'm just saying we need to, as opposed to putting this off for another month, but I'll let you guys, you know, discuss this a little bit, please.
I think it will be expedited. The finance director is good till November. 1 month, I think, would do everybody well to get this down. And it's not that you can't go out for them or start the process or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I get it. And I mean, back in the day, I mean, when they brought Henry in, they brought Sal in. You know, they voted on it. It wasn't a problem. They got the salary. But basically, the salary was set at $70,000. And I'm looking at the position that we're, we're at right now, is that we really need to upgrade where we're at. And we need to go out and to bring, you know, get the professionals in here that we need, that the city of Derby deserves, that the citizens of Derby deserves. And
100% right. You can post them tomorrow.
Well, with all due respect, the motion was it's going to subcommittee. So is there discussion with any? I don't have any problem if it's coming operations and procedures to discuss, you know, the ordinances and charter control, salary, and appointments, job descriptions. So I think that could be discussed at how it's kind of putting the cart before the horse here. I don't think that the ordinances and charter say that, but the motion was to go to subcommittee. I don't have any problem if it's going to come to operation procedures.
No, I got that. We're still in discussion. We're talking. So I would like to try to get this out.
Discussion on the motion.
But it's going to be, but we're posting it. I'd love to post it, but how are we going to post it without a salary? And then if we're going to post it again at $70,000 and the average is $116,000, what do we, you know, I just don't
see it. The motion was to refer it to subcommittee, and
no,
there was
that.
A second. So the discussion becomes on the motion. So posting a job has nothing to do with that motion. The motion is to refer it to operation and procedures for discussion. So is there anybody, am I not following Robert's Rules of Orders? I think I
am. No, you are. I just want to let you know that I think this is being pushed off too far and that we're doing disservice for the citizens, that we need to get this done. But if you want to push this out there, I mean, motion was first, or there was a motion and a second, and
actually, I think the discussion, there is no discussion on a referral, if I can correct myself on Robert Rules of Order.
Okay. Well, whatever.
I don't know if anybody else.
I'm just saying that we're doing the service part. Well, if you want to push it off.
Well, it's not like it hasn't been going on for months with the building inspector.
The board's
right, so just exactly. As long as nobody gets upset that this is going to carry on, because I did hear some at the last meeting, I did hear some people say that we should have acted on this immediately. So as long as nobody's upset about that.
So that didn't work, and here we are. So I'll move the question.
And we are working on it, Ron. And Ron, we are working on it. And it's tough to get through. I mean, other departments or other cities. You know, I mean, you've been here for 30 something years. You understand how this works.
This will take a month. The aldermen can have input at a committee meeting or whatever they think, and get these salaries down. And next month, boom, done.
So we have a first and a second. Any more discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Post?
Nope. It's Charlie. All
right. Patty, can you give me a roll call, please?
Sure. Ms. DeGennaro?
Yes.
Mr. D'Onofrio? Is he still there? Ms. Wadomski?
Yes.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino?
Yes.
Ms. Kurtica?
Yes.
Mr. Sill?
Yes.
Mr. Heider?
Yes.
Mr. Sampson?
No.
Motion carries to refer.
Looking for the agenda. What's next?
Motion to adjourn at 8:23.
Wait, where are we at? Hang on.
The motion to adjourn.
All right. There you go, Ron. You got it.
Need a second.
I'm in.
All right.
Second.
Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you.